Brendan Bayard joins us now. And, Brendan, I'm looking at that beautiful picture you sent. I think your son nudged you out on those two. They're slightly bigger than yours. Not by much, but just a little bit.
Maybe he had a little bit better of a day, or maybe he grabbed the best ones on the table. I'm not sure, but
he had them pushed out a little further. Anyway, you look at it, that is four beautiful speckled trouts. How'd you catch them? Where'd you catch them? And are they still available for somebody to get after and get them?
Yeah, Don, I talked to a couple of my buddies after I made the trip and had the success, and they went out and they did the same thing. So I think they're still out there. The day I went was the first day it got cold after the warmth we had this week. I think it was Wednesday. It was the first day it kind of got cold and windy after it was warm. So I got out there. It was windy. The water was low. The water was still clean and it was still warm. It was very low, probably, you know, a foot and a half, 2 feet low. It was clean. The water temperature on my depth finder said 63. We went fishing, and I think it even warmed up to about 64 during the day at some point. And I threw topwater all day, corkies, and those fish weren't super aggressive throughout the day, but you would work that topwater, and you could almost see them following it. And then sometimes I would pause that bait, let that topwater sit there, and they would just smack it when it was not moving. It was kind of cool. It was kind of weird, but we got some really big fish that day. We released probably five over 20 inches that day, and we kept 15 right between 17 and 19. There were some really big fish, some really wide fish. These fish were very heavy for being, you know, of almost 20 inches. You know, we had the ones that were over 20 were, you know, probably 4 pounds or so. We had a couple of them that were, you know, around 22, a little over 22 inches, but some really nice fish.
It doesn't get much better than that. And I got to tell you, it's pretty unusual to have an all-day topwater bait. Usually they'll give you a couple hours at the most, but boy, to continue an all day long, how much fun is that?
Yeah, we had a blast. It's been a while since we had them that good. My son was debating whether or not to come with me, and he sure was glad that he came because, I mean, he was like, Dad, I never had it like this in a long time. It's just every cast at the beginning of the day was just a giant fish kind of leapfrogging out of the water, showing his whole body, you know, kind of greyhounding towards a bait. And then as the sun came up, it was, you know, a little bit less action, but, you know, you just kept working that, and maybe every, you know, 5-10 minutes you get one that just kind of blew out of nowhere, and sometimes right next to the kayak, sometimes at the end of your cast. You never knew when it was going to strike.
Well, that's why we fish, for those particular days. Brendan, Minimalist Challenge, not far off, coming up February 1st. Tell us how it works and how do people get signed up.
Yeah, February 1st is our first event of the year. This year, the club has voted to use trolling motors, or allowed trolling motors. Obviously, you don't have to have one. You can use a paddle, or you can use pedals, or you can use trolling motors, whatever you want. The first event is the Minimalist Challenge. That's the event we launch at the public launch at Leeville. We all branch out into whatever direction you want and come back for the group weigh-in. They give you a bag of baits, and everybody's fishing with the same lures the whole day. It's a really fun event. This year they have special pricing if you do it early. Right now you can buy the whole series of events for the whole year for a discounted price. So that's a new thing they're offering this year. I think it might be $125 or something close to that, and that covers all five tournaments. So a real great thing to do if you want to sign up and try out the Bayou Coast clubs this year.
Nice package deal. Brendan, thanks so much for the report. Congratulations on the trip, and look forward to chatting with you next time.
All right. Thanks, Don. Take care.
All right. There he goes, Brendan Bayard. Next week you'll hear from Eric Mohabarak.